In South Korea, a vote to impeach the president Yoon Suk-yeol could be held in days after he plunged the country into chaos when he declared martial law, only to reverse the order just hours later. The country was thrown into political crisis yesterday after Yoon said the decision was to protect the country from North Korea's communist forces and anti-state elements. But in an address to the nation, he didn't elaborate as the military halted parliamentary activity. Thousands of protesters gathered in the capital, Seoul, to call for his arrest, while the country's lawmakers immediately defied him with a middle-of-the-night vote to block military rule. Anthony Kuhn is NPR correspondent in Seoul and joins us now. Good morning to you, Anthony. Thanks for taking our call. Just talk us through the very dramatic day in South Korea yesterday.
Yes, nice to join you, Maggie. This all unfolded within the space of less than 24 hours. Last night at about 10 p.m. local time, President Yoon went on television and said he was declaring martial law because what he described as pro-North Korean opposition politicians were paralyzing government and threatening the constitutional order. His constitutional decree called for parliament to be suspended, the media to be put under censorship, and anyone who defied all this to be arrested. I hurried to parliament. Nobody was being arrested, and neither were the parliamentarians blocked from doing their vote. They voted unanimously, 190-0, to demand that President Yoon rescind this martial law order. They can do that according to the Constitution, and they did. And according to the Constitution, the president must respect that, and he did, and he lifted it. Just within the past couple of hours, six opposition parties within parliament have submitted a motion to impeach President Yoon. They said either he resigns or we impeach him right away. And this motion could be put to a vote as quickly as Friday or Saturday. So this is really fast.
And Anthony, there was very dramatic pictures coming from Seoul with military there and protesters shouting. It must have been taken everybody by quite a surprise.
It was. Nobody thought it was possible or certainly advisable. A lot of people thought they were hallucinating or something. And I spoke to people and they said the best way to describe this was really a self-coup, by which they mean, you know, Yoon Suk-yeol was democratically elected to president. He has been thwarted by opposition politicians who control the parliament. But to try to resolve this issue through martial law is just not going to get anywhere. I mean, this is the first time this has happened since South Korea became a full-fledged democracy in 1987. In 1980, that was the last time they had a coup. Many times when they were under military rule, their rulers would make this excuse of a communist threat to suspend civil liberties. And people just were not having it this time. This argument that, the opposition politicians were somehow influenced by North Korea is just, you know, people absolutely would not listen to it. And they also would not obey the terms of martial law. And the police and the military either didn't know what they were supposed to do in the situation, or they did know and they thought it was best not to enforce it too harshly.
You mentioned your neighbours there, the North Koreans. I mean, has there been any reaction at all from North Korea and indeed reaction from the United States over this?
This comes at a time of great tension between South Korea and North Korea. The U.S. and North Korea have not had any negotiations since 2019. North Korea has ramped up its missile and weapons testing. They've sent troops to Russia. They've severed all ties with the South. So there is concern that they could use this situation. I think the bigger concern is that they would be just overjoyed to see this happening in the South. And I think that's why perhaps the U.S. Has come out with these statements essentially saying, you know, we're relieved that martial law has been rescinded, but not going as far as to say it was not a good idea in the first place. Now, that may be something that they say behind closed doors, but South Korea is so central to U.S. policy in Asia whether it's competing with China, dealing with North Korea, helping to rebuild U.S. industries, and also maintain a trilateral cooperation with Japan. It's just really essential. And so perhaps that's why they're sort of pulling punches in what they say about it.
And Anthony, just finally and briefly, it's getting towards the end of the day in Seoul now. What is the atmosphere like in the city?
Well, it's quite normal. The U.S. Embassy put out a notice saying that U.S. citizens should stay away from large gatherings and protests, which could possibly turn violent. But the city is running pretty much as normal. Kids are going to school. People are going to work. As I said, anyone who lived through military rule has seen this happen before. They will not accept politicians, giving these excuses of, a communist threat of national security. They won't accept, police beating them over the head with batons, as happened under military rule. So it was all quite peaceful on the street when I was outside Parliament, and hopefully it will stay that way.
Indeed. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Anthony Kuhn, NPR correspondent in Seoul.